Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. And today, folks, we're diving deep into the world of AI agents, specifically building powerful AI agents with Pantic AI and LangGraph.
Ooh, exciting. Building AI agents. Isn't the internet already overflowing with guides on that?
Totally. But most guides only scratch the surface, you know? They get you started, but building truly powerful agents? That's a whole other story. And that's where Pantic AI and LangGraph come in. Pantic AI is a Python framework that makes building agents a breeze, offering tons of control. And LangGraph? That's the orchestrator, connecting your agents into a powerful workflow.
So like a conductor leading an orchestra of AI agents?
Exactly. Think of Pantic AI as crafting individual instruments, and LangGraph as arranging them to create a symphony. It's about building agents that can work together, reason together, and tackle complex problems as a team.
I'm intrigued. Can you give me a practical example?
Absolutely. Imagine building a research agent that generates charts. You could have one agent specializing in research, another in chart generation, and a third acting as a router, directing the flow of information. LangGraph connects these agents, defining the rules of engagement, ensuring the whole process runs smoothly, even with complex, non-deterministic flows.
Sounds pretty complex. Any caveats?
Well, there's always the risk of over-engineering, like using a nail gun to hang a picture. Powerful tools, but not always necessary. It's important to choose the right tool for the job.
Got it. So not every AI agent needs the LangGraph treatment?
Precisely. Sometimes a simple Pantic AI agent is enough, but for complex workflows, LangGraph is your best friend, and that's where Archon comes in. It's an AI agent that builds other AI agents.
Whoa, meta, so an agentception situation?
Haha, exactly. Archon leverages both Pantic AI and LangGraph. It starts with a reasoner agent to outline the scope of the new agent, then a coder agent to actually build it, with a feedback loop for human input and refinement, and finally an agent to summarize everything with instructions. It's all open source, and I'm building it iteratively, adding more features over time. I even tested it locally with DeepSeek and other local LLMs with excellent results, though embeddings currently rely on OpenAI.
So Archon helps you build agents, demonstrates how to use Pantic AI and LangGraph, and even supports local LLMs? That's impressive.
And it's just the beginning. Future iterations will address hallucinations, integrate other frameworks, connect to vector databases, even potentially integrate with IDEs like Windsurf or Cursor. Imagine building a Pantic AI agent within your IDE without all the usual LLM hallucinations. The possibilities are endless.
This is revolutionary stuff. Where can our listeners learn more?
All the code is on GitHub. I'll leave a link in the show notes. Check it out, experiment, and let me know what you think. And that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.